Birds that nest in tree cavities provide their eggs and chicks with shelter from the elements and from predators. Margaret Morse Nice found that only about half the eggs in open-cup nests fledge young, while two-thirds of those in cavities do. Woodpeckers, chickadees, and nuthatches dig out their own cavities, but many other birds have to search out cavities abandoned by other birds or steal active ones. Competing for cavities is arduous. In one documented case, after a flicker excavated a nest hole, a starling seized the larger bird by the tail and pulled it out, casting it aside and appropriating the cavity for itself. Aggressive starlings and house sparrows make it much harder for Native American birds to find enough cavities for their own nests. Eastern bluebirds were declining dangerously until people started providing nest boxes. Of course, bluebird boxes only help bluebirds when they're properly built in appropriate locations. Careful monitoring also helps. It always makes me sad when I see birdhouses taken over by starlings or house sparrows. These two birds belong in America no less than those of us whose ancestors were immigrants from other continents, but they cause so many problems for native birds, and their populations are so large compared to the populations of bluebirds, purple martins, tree swallows, and other cavity nesters, that they absolutely should not be subsidized by us. Many eastern bluebirds have already returned to their breeding grounds this year, but it isn't too late to set out boxes. Some individuals arrive later than others, and sometimes a pair loses their young and starts over in a new cavity. Like their robin relatives, bluebirds eat bugs and grubs on the ground. But unlike robins, bluebirds hunt from perches and look for insects associated with wild grasses rather than manicured turf. So they're most easily attracted to nest boxes on fence rows or in fallow fields adjoining woodlots. According to North American Bluebird Society nest box specifications, round holes should be 1.5 inches and horizontal slots just 1 1/8 inches. This will exclude starlings. Never place dowel perches on bluebird boxes. It's like waving an invitation to house sparrows, and it also hinders rather than helps the bluebirds from gaining access. Some people get annoyed when tree swallows move into their bluebird boxes. Swallows are beautiful, iridescent blue and snowy white, and eat huge quantities of flying insects, including mosquitoes, so knowledgeable people welcome them. They're also native to America, so tree swallows enjoy full legal protection. If you want to enjoy bluebirds along with or despite tree swallows, set out your boxes in pairs just 6 to 12 feet apart. Swallows are usually territorial enough against their own kind to drive other swallows away from the neighboring box, but since they don't share food resources with bluebirds, they leave them alone to use the second box. Bluebirds are increasing in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and if we live in suitable habitat, our chances of attracting them are better than ever. Nest boxes are inexpensive, fun to build, and when they bring in a pair of bluebirds, infinitely rewarding. What can we lose? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.